Be in your heart when you communicate. What the hell do I mean? Well, most people, when they communicate, are in their heads. And there's a massive difference between being in your head or being in your heart. Now, this might sound like airy-fairy bullshit, but it's not. We have neurons in our heart muscle, and we now know that the heart sends a lot of emotional content and information to the brain through the vagus nerve. And that makes a profound impact when we're communicating. Excuse me. You know yourself when you're communicating with someone, whether they're open or closed. You know whether they've got a metaphorical chest plate on to protect their heart, or they've got a cage around their heart, metaphorically speaking, to protect it. In other words, not really being open with you, not really communicating with you. And that's very frustrating. It makes you feel alone. It makes you feel like you're in a relationship with them, but not really. It makes you feel like they're not really connected to you, even though you love them. And so there's a massive difference between knowing that you love someone and feeling that you're connected to that person and feeling love from them flowing back and forward between you. And that dynamic is something that we must learn a relationship to master, to be able to feel love by them, but also make them feel love because we are open to them and not just communicating through our head. Because when we're communicating through our head, it's just logic. You know, we're talking about the topics like kids, money, sex, the relationship, parents, in-laws, work, all the stresses that we have in our life. But that's not satisfying. That's not connecting. That's not using communication as a bridge for love. That's just talking about topics, and it's logical, and it's in your head. And women can be in their head, and when they're in their head, they're in the masculine state. When a man's in his head, he's in his feminine state, uncertain, unsure, not providing certainty, not stepping up and handling things, not being on top of all the areas of your life together that we call the kingdom together. And please don't go, well, why don't we call it a queendom? Because for centuries, kingdoms have lasted. They've been called kingdoms, and it's not sexist. It's just a term that describes our life together. Because ladies, as I well know, you want him to step up and lead, not control, but lead and be on top of all those different areas like kids, himself mentally, to be strong, you know, to not be doubtful, to not be in self-doubt, to look after and lead the children, and be on top of where they are at school, what do they need emotionally, how do we bring resilience to them, how do we make them strong, to lead in the bedroom and not get shitty when you don't want to make love to him, to look after his own health without you having to remind him, be on top of things in his own life where you don't have to remind him. All those things that as a woman you want him to be able to do and lead, right? So that's why we call it a kingdom, because women do want men to lead, not control, but lead and be on top of everything. So all these things become blocks to love. They stop the love from flowing between the two of you. And realizing that is a large part of communication, you need to be in your heart. Now that can be difficult because you've had this chest plate on for a long time and it feels emotionally risky and scary to take it off. But if you don't take it off, your relationship will eventually die. Full stop. And it's only a matter of time. Maybe you can put up with it. How long can you put up with it? 5 years? 7 years? 10 years? 15 years? How long will you put up with a lack of love in your relationship? And it's not the words. You can say to you a million times, I love you. Or you can say to her a million times, I love you. If that channel between us is not open, then you are going to feel alone in the relationship.